From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Joint Commission responsible for monitoring both sides' compliance in the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program has moved forward today with its first meeting and optimism that the plan could roll out by the end of the year. The meeting brought together officials from Iran and the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union one day after the so-called adoption day when the sides took their first formal steps to implement the deal. In order to get the sanctions lifted, Iran must comply with its part of the agreement. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis was asked how Tehran will react if sanctions are not lifted soon.
Given that the timing was something that was a real sticking point during much of the negotiations, the Iranians, I believe, know what to expect. There may be some quibbling at certain points about what marks the completion of the process, but I don't imagine there'll be any roadblocks or any major misunderstandings.
After today's session, Iran's nuclear negotiator Abbas Araghchi expressed optimism that implementation will take place by December 31st. An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot Sunday by Israeli police and beaten by an Israeli crowd who mistook him for another man that killed an Israeli soldier and killed, or rather wounded, 10 other people in a stabbing attack. The wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis began when rumors swept through Palestinian areas that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to both Muslims and Jews. Human Rights Watch is calling on Ugandan authorities today to stop obstructing peaceful political gatherings. Uganda has scheduled a presidential election next year with campaign due to begin on November 9th. Ugandans have cited frequent abuse of force by police to prevent opposition campaigning. This is VOA News. Several thousand migrants remain stranded today at the Croatian-Serbian border with little food during the cold night after Hungary shut down its crossing into Croatia on Saturday. Farouk Al-Hatib is a Syrian refugee.
I note that this place is not qualified, yes, to receive refugees. Okay, as you see, yes, we are in cold weather, and the place is not good. As you see, yes, the mud, and yes, the crowded. Yes, the place is also crowded here, and our message is for the governments, yes, please, to take in consideration our suffering.
Amnesty International is also calling for European Union leaders to put the rights of refugees above concerns about protecting borders. Two people are dead and tens of thousands more displaced as the slow-moving typhoon Kopu washes over the northern Philippines. Alexander Palma is chief of the Philippines National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council.
We are strongly recommending this morning the forced evacuation in the Cordillera area, autonomous region, sa lahat po ng mga barangay na landslide-prone at flood-prone areas.
Weather forecasters say Kopu could dump up to 60 centimeters of rain over the Philippines in the next several days. The World Health Organization says road crashes continue to be an unacceptable risk, with a high toll, 1.25 million people dying each year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the WHO's Global Status Report on Road Safety 2015 in Geneva.
The report, which is based on data collected from 180 countries, shows road crashes are the number one cause of death among people between the ages of 15 and 29. The report also finds 90% of road traffic deaths occur in low and middle-income countries, though they have just 54% of the world's vehicles. The WHO's Etienne Krug says the highest rate of traffic deaths is in Africa, followed by the Middle East.
Africa has only 2% of the world's vehicles, but has the highest death rate on the road.
He says studies show half of deaths from injuries could be avoided if victims receive good trauma care after the crash. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Canadians go to the polls today, voting in parliamentary elections that could halt Prime Minister Stephen Harper's bid for a fourth term. Instead, we may see the election of Justin Trudeau, son of the previous leader, Pierre Trudeau. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.